like short shorts.
We like short shorts.
Green Book is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture because it is a film about Hollywood congratulating itself for telling diverse stories, while Black Klansman and Black Panther are films by diverse storytellers. And Hollywood will always sell its own legend over more deserving or popular works of art or achievement. It's their foundational myth. Being the underdog who triumphs against expectation, all the way back to their rebellious founding on the opposite side of turn-of-the-century America, as far away as they can manage from inventor-slash-magnate and all-around cartoonish villain Thomas Edison, who claimed rights not only on films, productions, and theaters, but also the equipment and processes. Hollywood, the underdog struggling against the vast and powerful empire, won the battle for the home and conceptual soul of American filmmaking, the form that would come to dominate the medium. With its founding myth being about overcoming oppression in some form, it naturally flourished with the trope in every style, crafting the same tale again and again. The story beats timed out to the minute, the visuals repeated until familiar with a global audience. If those who overcome are somehow artistic in their struggle, all the better to relate the theme. Green Book is a creature of this mold, but in a frustratingly predictable style. Two people who are somewhat opposites have to go on an adventure into an area that dislikes them both, but one more than the other, with a real historical period and reflected beliefs of how people used to, and some still do or wish to, act towards, in this case, the Black community. They get into some tough spots, their begrudging acceptance grows into a respectful friendship, and everything turns out okay in the end. It's of the genre of the nice movie, in that the audience is expected to feel nice at the end, with a sense of pride about distance from the attitudes struggled against in the film. The performances are good from fine actors, the script is fine for the film, and it helps expose audiences to real-life figures they otherwise likely were unaware of, along with some specific circumstances they probably didn't know about. But it doesn't address modern issues of race, instead generates a feeling of accomplishment all the same. As it has no messy political complications of resistance from outside forces, it becomes a safe bet for sustained acceptability. Combined with the founding struggle myth, and the inclusion of race issues for a broadly positive message, and you get an easy Oscar winner. Now, if the audience decided, box office-wise, and of course reach of influence into popular culture, Black Panther would walk away with the title. It's a superhero film, so it naturally fulfills the founding myth, about an advanced African civilization, with excellent performances and complicated antagonists with a stronger message. Albeit one about a fictional kingdom's foreign policy responsibilities. It also made over $1 billion, and, as mentioned, was incredibly popular with audiences, and an important example of the power of representation not only in film, but in the production of a film. Unfortunately, it is a comic book film, and to be blunt, much like the Soul Stone, someone's gotta die to get one of those big-ticket Oscars. Now, if life was fair, it would go to Spike Lee for Black Klansman, the true story of two police officers, one black and one Jewish, infiltrating and taking down a primary sect of the KKK. It has terrific performances, the script is fantastic, it's one of Spike Lee's best in years. It's a combination of safely in the past, but still bitingly relevant. It has bad guys in the form of full-on hood-wearing Klan members. Typically, it would and should be the top contender, but for one problem, Spike Lee. Spike Lee deserved an Oscar for Do the Right Thing, a film about racial tension that remains relevant to this day. The very title and theme of that film screamed at the Academy, and yet instead they decided to give it to Driving Miss Daisy, a film from the nice genre, where all the tension disappears because politeness and purpose, and that has aged terribly with audiences. Unlike other directors, who eventually get an Oscar somewhere down the line for any old thing to make up for lost time. Since Spike Lee is a black director who is unrelenting with both quality and message, every year that passes by makes the echoes of that initial snub louder and louder, and what means for how the Academy's perspective contrasts with the audience's. At some point, they will have to give him something. He's just too good of a director, and has contributed his fair share to the Hollywood legend. But constrained by their own rules of appearances, they have to be careful which film they decide to give it to. And while waiting out hot-headed directors has worked in the past, Spike Lee isn't letting up. He deserves it. But since when has the Oscars ever been about anyone getting what they deserve?
My family tried to trick me into celebrating Christmas.
You know, we are meditating.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I was only about to achieve enlightenment. But who'd want that?
Who likes short shorts?
I like short shorts.
Those guys are way off.